The massive federal data breach at the Office of Personnel Management has exposed the Social Security numbers and personnel records of nearly every federal worker. The implications for federal employees, military service members, and the intelligence community could be extraordinary. But at a very basic level, American service members have been at high risk for identity theft for decades. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
In the military, your service ID number is used for everything. Whether you're checking out gym equipment or picking up your laundry, those 9 digits factor in. And since the late 1960s, that number has been a service member's Social Security number. And while the military is trying to change that, it's a long process. For many service members, their Social Security number is still printed everywhere.
Your dog tags, your medical records, your service records, any advancement exams that you take.
That's Lindsay Church. She was a linguist in the Navy until 3 years ago. Now she's a graduate student at the University of Washington in Seattle.
I have thousands of pieces of paper with my Social Security number on it.
Rick Forno is the assistant director of the University of Maryland Baltimore County Center for Cybersecurity. He says using Social Security numbers as a unique identifier isn't new. But while many organizations have already scrubbed the numbers off forms and ID cards, the Department of Defense isn't scheduled to finish doing that for 7 more years.
That seems rather unreasonable, in my view, given the importance of this issue to DOD as an organization and everybody involved.
The Department of Defense wouldn't do an interview for this story, but in a statement detailed the efforts it is making to protect service members' identities. It said the government began removing printed Social Security numbers from ID cards in 2008 and plans to finish that process this month. But the statement said it will be the year 2022 before the numbers are fully removed from the cards, barcodes, QR codes, and magnetic strips. DeForno, that's too long.
I would presume that if this is a critical issue to the military, to DOD, that it would not take, 6 or 7 more years to make this happen, that the DOD could accelerate this transition and do it in a much shorter time frame.
According to a report from the Federal Trade Commission, identity theft is the most common consumer complaint from military personnel and veterans. That's what happened to Church. Shortly after she left the Navy, somebody broke into her car in front of her mother's house.
I thought that the only thing that was stolen were, like, my medication, and then I realized that my medical records were missing. They, you know, started opening new credit cards and opening new accounts, and the police couldn't help me. There was nothing that they could do except give me the credit bureau and say, here you go, we can't do anything for you.
Over the next year, credit card bills showed up that weren't hers, a few $100s at a time. Each time, she had to call the company to sort it out. Church isn't exactly sure how having her identity stolen has affected her credit rating.
It feels like something so overwhelming that I just have pushed it off. And I'm going to hate myself later for it, but it's so frustrating. Like, how much worse can it get? That it's overwhelming.
The Department of Defense says it's issuing new military ID cards as the old ones expire. The cards will display a 10-digit unique DOD ID number instead of a Social Security number. The Pentagon hopes that will reduce identity theft among service members. But it comes too late for Lindsay Church and for the more than 26,000 members of the armed forces who the FTC says had their identities stolen last year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
Meanwhile, investigators are still trying to figure out how many federal employees are victims of 2 major hack attacks at the Office of Personnel Management. And by tomorrow, 4 million federal workers will be notified that their personnel records have been compromised.